Certainly. So thanks a lot for all your questions. First of all, the integration of new technologies and with a system that is not yet fully evolved, how do we do it? So this is clearly one of the key questions that we need to solve, and there is not one magical formula that can be applied for every type of innovation. So it really depends. I would say the first aspect to consider is that if this innovation has a systemic aspect, and if it is the case, you know, what is the cascading effect? What are the operational conditions under which this innovation will need to be put into, et cetera, et cetera. And this is part of our activities in the deployment group. We're not, let's say, doing this in-depth analysis for all the technologies that I briefly cited, but the aim is to do those in-depth, let's say, analysis for those technologies that are mature enough to reach the market. At the moment, we are targeting our focus on two of them. One is DAC, the other one is FRMCS, and in the future, we will add other one. One example that I can give you that, for example, one technology that is already mature, but we're not focusing on, because it doesn't have the systemic aspect and it can be introduced in a mixed system, is, for example, the automated train operation grade of automation 2. It can be introduced by a single player and it can work. On the multimodality, digital ticketing, how do we work and how do I see the matter? So first of all, for those of you who don't know, in the previous program, Shift to Rail, we had big sides of our activities dealing with understanding if through technology we are able to have a single source of, let's say, automatic computational between a different system about booking, ticketing, and passenger information without a change in them. So the idea was using the semantic technology, which is the technology that all of us are already using through internet, and making sure that the system can interact one with each other. So it was proven being possible. It was proven that at scale, it still requires a little bit of work, but now the issue, it's not, I would say, a technological issue, and therefore it's also a little bit outside the remit also of Europe's Rail. Nevertheless, in Europe's Rail, we are still testing this technology, and this is why I have mentioned before that in the framework of FA6 on regional, we will be testing use cases, for example, also on OSDM. But then how this later on will translate into a possible usage at the moment and the regulation, this is also in the hands of the European Commission and Member States. The work shortage point and also the importance of the DAC. So first of all, the importance of the DAC is highly recognized also by Europe's Rail, as you can see. We have set up a dedicated group. What I haven't mentioned is that this European Digital Automatic Coupler Delivery Program, it's an open group, so it goes well beyond the membership of Europe's Rail. And we have two program managers that are leading this, which are providing outside the joint undertaking stuff. On the workforce shortage, Europe's Rail has already done in the past some studies, mainly looking into the skills and the ability in the future to have a qualified personnel that is able to then handle the new ICT systems through digitalization, the new innovation. And there was recently also a big project funded by the European Union called STAFFER that recently concluded, that looked at also exactly into that and into all the training aspect. Because I think this type of workforce shortage is commonly shared among all the sector. And in particular, transport may suffer more from other sector because we need to have these sometimes expertise which are attracted by big ICT companies and not maybe railway companies. So this is something we need to think of, also how to make rail more attractive to young generations. But let's say for the moment we have remained to these analysis, and we have not yet a concrete action plan put in place.